Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most American podcast network.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Baseless Speculation. All the pop culture news, none of the research, so you don't have to. I'm Joel.
I'm Jax.
And I'm Joel.
Now boys, what do we think is going to happen in Marvel's What If?
What if? Hey boys, what if we think will happen?
In What If? So if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, I cannot wait to hear the BS Boys reaction, by reaction, speculation to Marvel's What If, but gee, I have not had enough time to watch the Loki television series that has concluded mere weeks ago. Well, I got bad luck for you. We're going to spoil that, so stop listening, you piece of shit.
Yeah, you fucking garbage of a human being. We are spoiling the crap out of the Loki
you
TV
absolute
series.
Horse's balls. Turn this off right now.
Right, so Loki, what do we think? How do you all like it?
It was good. It was fun. I had a good time. I like Kang. He's good.
Yeah, Kang, he's good.
Well, actually, Jackson, his name wasn't revealed to be Kang, so...
He who remains.
Oh, my God, shut up.
Tutankhamun, whatever. Hey. Iron Lad, fucking everybody.
Kong the Conqueror,
dude, whatever. Kong the Conqueror. Yeah. He's going to be everything, whatever.
Donkey Kang.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. I think a lot of people were probably pretty disappointed by... Or I've seen people who were disappointed by that ending, because they're like, it's just one long conversation. Which, yes, it is, but He Who Remains was very enigmatic, and it was just nice to watch somebody basically do a very good monologue for, like, 40 minutes or whatever. I had a good time. Plus, I love that actor. I really liked him, and even though the TV show sucked shit, Lovecraft Country.
Yeah.
So, I'm a fan, and we're going to get to see more of him. That's exciting.
We're going to get to see...
Loki did some shit. Who cares?
We're going to see a fuckload of him, though.
Yeah.
He's going to be in everything.
That's true. Yeah. No, I think it's really funny that they're going from, like he... It's funny that the next time we'll see him will be Ant-Man and the Wasp Quantumania, because it's just a tonal shift, I think. Like, the Ant-Man movies are always a bit silly. It's just funny to go from this epic, oh my god, what have you done? You've released the Kangs to, like...
But, like, is that definitely... Because what have we got coming up?
I reckon, Jackson, you're wrong.
You think he'll turn up in things before Ant-Man and the Wasp?
Yeah. 100%, in fact, because...
Oh, yeah, I guess it'll be in Quantumania. I forget that's coming out.
Well, yeah,
I mean, not Quantumania. Multiverse of Madness. Yeah.
He'll probably be an end credit scene for Spider-Man, even though we speculated two very, very obvious Spider-Man ones.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe three now. Mm. Kang.
Mm, true.
I'm fairly certain now that the cat's out of the bag, as it were. Kang will pop up in literally everything. Or the villain of the thing will just be revealed to be a Kang. Because that's the thing with Kangs. They're everywhere. And
Kangs,
they're
amazing. There's a lot of Kangs around.
There's so many Kangs. And not just like, you're like, oh, but the actor is, nah, because there's variants. It could be a different Kang. Whatever.
Anyone could be Kang.
So first thing you're putting on the bingo card for today's episode is Thanos was Kang.
Oh, why not? Chuck it. What if Thanos was Kang?
Thanos is Kang reveal.
But I really like, I think it's probably one of the, to me, the, like, probably the better MCU TV series. Like, I really enjoyed it. I know, like, some people were like, oh, I didn't really like it that much, prefer the others, but I really liked it. I liked it kind of all the way through. It did feel kind of like, I think, the again, people going like, episode 3 and 5 sucked, but I was like, I like those episodes. They just felt like a better Doctor Who, you know?
I think it felt the same as Doctor Who. Yeah, in fact, fair. I think that that's some fair. Of Doctor Who was better than Loki, and I enjoyed this medium.
That's fair.
That is also fair.
I think
fair.
Of the Marvel TV shows, it was the only one that didn't shit the bed.
Yeah.
So, like, that, you got to give it props for that.
See, I agree, sort of, I think, where I think WandaVision's still my favorite, but WandaVision just has a boring ending where Loki fixes that problem by not having an ending.
That's true. Yes. It was very cliffhangery.
Because
what if we didn't finish the series?
Which I get.
What if it's a season two coming?
Yeah, it's a television series. Yeah. It's fine to have a season 2. I'm not complaining that happens.
It's not a movie.
I just think that, exactly. Yeah, if WandaVision did the same thing, then I wouldn't need to worry about the ending being bad because we still wouldn't know.
Yeah.
Well, I think the WandaVision ending was just like, it was so funny that it went from, and we talked about this when we talked about WandaVision, but like, it went from being this kind of like fun, kitschy, crazy idea to just like a regular Marvel ending. Just like the bad Vision fought the good Vision and the bad witch fought the good witch. Yeah. And that was that.
Yep.
Yeah, there you go. Yep. This one, even though it was maybe like an underwhelming ending, was at least a bit different. So,
oh, yeah. I don't think it was...
And hey, it's Kang. Gotta love Kang. Lucia, yeah. You gotta love Kang.
Kang
right?
Gang. That's what we're a part of.
Kang Gang.
Kang Gang.
Kang Gang. Oh, my God.
I'm looking forward to season two. I'm looking forward to like what that'll mean for the rest of the MCU.
Well, yes, I know this is a what based speculation on what if, but
well, you just fucking interrupted the perfect segue, so this better be fucking good,
yeah,
dickheads.
Dude.
Do we think in season two of Loki there will be Thor?
What?
What? I mean, maybe.
What? Why did you build that up like it was a big question?
Look.
Chris Hemsworth was in season one of Loki. Yes, he'll be there.
Your bingo card for what if, right in the middle.
Yeah. Was Chris Hemsworth there?
He voiced Throg.
Apparently
there was another scene that was filmed with Throg beating up Loki there, but they cut it because it didn't fit.
There you go.
Well, yeah, I think Hulk will be back.
Thor will be back.
I think Thor will be there. Yes, Jack. That was.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now to go back to the segue that you interrupted with that question. Will Thor be back? I miss the one with muscles.
Yeah. We're, I want the blonde one with big mus.
He's a hunk.
I was going to say was you're probably the listener. I mean, at this point, even more wondering why. We're jamming a based reaction of Loki at the start of your baseless speculation of what if. And that is because, listeners, and Jackson Bailey, because you didn't see that this one was coming because of your stupid question, I think that the multiverse that was opened at the end of Loki, the timeline's absolutely shitting their dacks, will actually tie directly into what if in the point that what if that these 10 episodes that we've been promised won't just be like an anthology of one off episodes of just unrelated events, but instead will be a series that is linked.
Which is something
that hasn't been, like, it was always implied the opposite, but I think especially even with this trailer.
Yeah. See, I think they're going to use this as a nice little sneaky gateway into maybe opening up things for the MCU. Like, one option, what I'm thinking is like...
say Thor Core, I will reach through the computer and smack you in your fucking mouth.
No.
Yeah, good.
No. Because we know one episode is going to be like, what if Killmonger saved Tony Stark?
Yeah.
And this might lead way to a... Good boy Killmonger, which may mean
they can bring back Michael B. Jordan.
They might bring back Michael B. Jordan to potentially take on the reins of the Black Panther if they decide to go down that route.
That's an interesting point. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, and like I mean, Michael B. Jordan will be happy to get himself out there because his most recent cinematic performance is now Space Jam: A New Legacy.
And as a person who didn't watch it, is it good?
No. Actually Joel Zammett and the audience. Yeah. Space Jam: A New Legacy is in fact bad. A bad movie.
But I heard about a big Chungus.
Big Chungus is in it.
Yeah. So
very briefly. In fact, you see Big Chungus about 30 seconds after meeting Bugs Bunny for the first time in the film.
And so how could it be
that? That's great.
So what happens is LeBron lands in Toon World.
Yes.
And Bugs is the only one still living there because everyone else is going to live in other Warner Brothers properties. Because everyone hates Looney Tunes.
That is fair and true.
And there's a sign that says rabbit season and duck season.
And then Big Chungus.
Well, LeBron walks up and he's like, oh my God, it's Bugs Bunny. They have a quick dialogue and Bugs rips off rabbit season. And it says duck season. And then LeBron says something. And then...
Yeah.
Then Bugs is like, hey, you forgot to do the thing. And then he tears off the sign again. And then the Big Chungus is Bugs impersonating Elmer Fudd.
Okay. Well, I'm glad he's in there.
Is that a highlight of the movie?
It's definitely when the movie kind of finds a hidden gear that films don't often find where your brain cannot comprehend if what you're watching is real.
Okay.
Your
okay,
brain okay. shits itself.
Yeah.
Somehow.
There is a part
not your body.
In, there's like a 30 minute part in the 2 hour film that is Space Jam: A New Legacy, where the references are so fast and so thick, and they're not just showing, they're also telling at the same time. Mm. And they seem to be random references that were just not thought out.
Uh-huh.
That, yeah, your brain's just like, hmm, am I cooking? Is my brain in a frying pan right now? Hmm.
So do we think Big Chungus will appear in What If?
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, opinions are divided. Do we think that this will be a... So if they are all connected, do we think it's a one-off spark and this all of these are taking place in the same alternate MCU timeline, or are they many alternate MCU timelines? Like, is it the kind of thing where it's like when they put Captain America in the machine, they turn it on and they open it up, it's just popcorn that comes out or whatever. And then they're like, well, that didn't work. And they put in Peggy Carter and that's the big change that bumps everything along. Or do we think it's going to be like, this is a world where this happens. Because, I only say that because, say this is a world where Killmonger is in charge of Wakanda, is the king of Wakanda.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's because...
Steve Rogers is popcorn now.
Yeah.
Well, Black Panther, what's the character's name?
T'Challa.
Black Panther's... T'Challa. Because T'Challa's in space as Star-Lord.
And
so there's nobody... So, like, it's like everything follows on from... everything else.
So
maybe.
We're,
I don't know. What do
so
we think?
So this could be a like, we're looking at like what if Earth 2361 and this is these particular events happened, and since Peggy Carter is Captain Carter, that had a kick on effect which invented this, this, and this.
Yeah.
I would say we might get a couple of those, but probably not considering we also have a zombie Captain America, but maybe that's what happened to the first Captain America. They're like, he came out zombie, chucking Peggy.
Maybe she won't be zombie.
Mm.
And she wasn't zombie.
She wasn't zombie.
See, I think I would put money on that. What about this? Okay. So it is all one alternate timeline. And then at the end, the last one is the zombies come in from another alternate timeline.
So one alternate timeline,
but the climax of the series is like
Marvel's
and then
they do,
zombie come.
Yeah.
Well, what if it's I guess similarly structured to like the animated series of all, you know, and like how occasionally like the episodes would be kind of like Monster of the Week sort of thing, but then occasionally they'd do like the Dark Phoenix saga over four episodes.
Because to be honest, like it, you could not do the Marvel zombies with the current MCU.
No.
But it was like a really, quite a popular thing. So if you want to do it,
well, that's...
you kind of want an established MCU.
And I will also say that if you want to do Marvel Zombies, you can't just have one episode where everyone's zombies, because that's also not an episode.
It's kind of a bit boring, really,
If you have an established fucked timeline that it doesn't matter what happens, and then for the last two episodes of the season there's zombies now, who gives a shit? Yeah.
Well, that's
it
is sort of what happened in one of the Ultimate runs when they tried to kind of get the zombies into like the Ultimate Universe. Basically the same thing. It was like Reed Richards of the Ultimate Universe was having a chat with Reed Richards, who was pretending not to be a zombie in that zombie universe, being like, "We're not zombies, but we need help. Open up a portal." So they open a portal. He's like, "We are zombies. Now we're eating you." And
gotcha, dickhead.
Might be what happens again. Could be another weird existential threat to happening for the MCU. We are like, kind of like how the White Walkers were a giant problem in Game of Thrones.
Yeah,
we could have like zombies as a big bit of a problem for MCU because they're just hopping through dimensions, eating brains.
That is so cool. I love that.
And that's the thing with like with interdimensional zombies, they can happen at any time.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there's no stopping that.
What do we think are the like what ifs we're getting? So it's what if Peggy Carter was Captain America?
Yep. What if T'Challa was Star-Lord?
Does that mean that he was Ego's boy?
Maybe.
Or that he's just picked up him instead of Star-Lord?
Yeah, what if it was a mistake?
Yeah.
What if fucking, what's his name?
Yondu?
Yondu fucked up.
What if he's like, instead of picking up this little shit kicker, I pick up the Prince of Wakanda?
What? Yeah, the episode would just be called What If Yondu Didn't Listen?
You sure this is the kid? Shut up!
Yeah.
Get out of my goddamn case!
Yeah, I'm not listening to you, you fucking alien fuckheads!
Ravager, fuckhole! Come on.
Then Guardians 2 is very different, with Ego being like, who?
Oh, that's not my boy. Oh, yeah. Who are you? I'm Ego, but I don't know if I want to explain my whole deal to you.
Yeah. And also, I mean, if he's not related to Ego, then when T'Challa touches the Infinity Stone, he just pops dies. Like an egg.
Oh, no. Oh.
Pops like an egg.
Yeah. No, like a famous
what if T'Challa
egg?
Popped like an egg?
Yeah. So I'm guessing they're going to make him maybe the son of Ego?
Maybe, yeah. Maybe Ego went down. What? It's not what if T'Challa was Star-Lord, it's what if Ego had sex with T'Challa's mom, you know?
Yeah. What if...
What if Ego took a detour to Wakanda?
Yeah,
it's good. You know what if Ego fucked T'Challa's mom?
Yeah, in brackets a MILF or whatever. Yeah. Okay, and then we also have what appears to be a bad Doctor Strange in the trailer.
Yeah. So
what if Doctor Strange was bad?
Yeah. What if Doctor Strange was taught by Dormammu instead of the Ancient One? I believe.
That's cool.
So what's the title of that? Sorcerer Fucked?
What?
That was my best joke.
Do you mean ever?
Doctor Strange.
Ever. Of all time.
What if Doctor Strange
was actually Dr. Fucked?
What if Doctor Strange was taught wrong?
Yeah.
Punished Steven.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But it seems there's a good Doctor Strange talking to the bad Doctor Strange, so I don't know what
Jackson.
That's about.
Well, I guess that's
imagine if there's a multiverse.
Yeah, that's maybe a multiverse of madness there.
Cool.
You then got...
I'm watching this series, and there's actually two of the same guy, and I'm so confused!
What is happening?
I think you've also got, like, what if the Avengers were space? Because you've got the Star-Lord and all them just doing the beautiful shot of the Avengers forming, but not the Avengers.
Well, yeah, it's what if Guardians of the Galaxy saved Earth?
But is that T'Challa?
Yeah, well, we don't know, because he doesn't take his helmet off in that part,
so that's probably going to be Star-Lord T'Challa coming down to Earth, and that's what saves Avengers
Maybe
1.
To fight the zombies. The zombies invade instead of Thanos.
Okay. I like this unified theory of what ifs. Okay. Let's go with it. Okay. Peggy Carter. I'm so there, Jack. Peggy Carter
It opens with the Watcher is like, we need to ask one incredible question. What if Captain America was popcorn? And then...
Well, because Captain America becomes popping. Like an Iron Man.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Well, maybe it's an Iron Man suit full of popcorn.
Maybe. Because Peggy Carter becomes Captain America, then Steve Rogers becomes an Iron Man.
Which, you know, this is sounding awfully like a team. Because, like, we know Bucky Barnes is in it. He probably won't fall off the train.
No. Yeah. Maybe, and then the Bucky that we, or the character that we see that zombified Captain America, maybe that's a Bucky.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Or maybe
that's evil Bucky.
Or maybe we have a team that exists in World War II, once in a metal suit.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. If you start talking about the invaders, Jordan. So help me, man.
For anyone who doesn't know, just look up The Invaders. It's a Marvel comic book series. It's basically, it predates the event, like, chronologically in the Marvel universe, it predates the Avengers. It's a World War II superhero team, and it is the funniest, most fucked up team in the world.
It's beautiful.
The first Human Torch is an android, even though his name's the Human Torch. What the fuck?
And he's got a sidekick boy. He's a boy.
Yeah, a human boy and an android dad or whatever.
I don't think they're going to do the Invaders.
What if the Invaders?
I was going to say, they could do the Invaders, and they could do something like a World War II team. I don't like it, JD.
Yeah, is it because we're going to have to have our superheroes fight Hitler?
Yeah.
That's good,
though. Good. Do we think that Peggy Carter is going to be in the modern day? Or do we think she, like, because Captain America got frozen. Is the same thing going to happen to her?
Well, the trailer is interesting for What If, because it seems to focus mostly on Star-Lord coming back to Earth.
Mm. Yeah.
But doing Ravager shit, but then also, you know, Earth shit.
Mm.
The Guardians exist, but in the Battle of New York.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't think we see Peggy Carter alongside any of them.
No, I don't think we do.
So,
I think we do. Yeah.
Sounds like that maybe What If is Invaders.
Yeah.
Getting a Union Jack on there. Why not?
Do we think that this will have kick-on effects to the future of the MCU? Will it stay pretty contained
within what if? Not yet, but in the future, maybe.
Yeah. I think it'll, like, leave the door open, kind of like, you know, like, for example, getting Michael B. Jordan in in more Black Panther movies to be like, you know, unfortunately, with the passing of Chadwick Boseman, we're like, well, what are we going to do there?
Hmm. There's Wakanda like a kind Forever of like, probably won't feature Michael B. Jordan, but there could be a post-credit scene.
Mm. Yeah, for sure.
It's a way to open things up, I feel. And this might maybe annoy JD. I don't know. But this also might open up a way to get like a variant, say, Tony Stark or a variant Steve Rogers. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Bring back Steve Rogers any day of the week. If fucking Robert Downey Jr. shows up in any of my fucking movies.
But it won't be Robert Downey Jr. is what I'm saying. It'll be like maybe maybe we'll finally get the adaptation that every Iron Man fan is asking for, where we get Teen Tony Stark.
Oh, yeah. Teen TTS. Tony. Tom Cruise should come through as variant Tony Stark. That would be good.
Yeah.
That's my casting.
He could play a teen.
Well, he could do Tom Cruise is
he's
teen.
One of teen Tony generation's Tom. Best actors. He could act like he's 14.
I don't know if we picked Tom Cruise as a random actor or because he was attached to the role in the 90s.
Yeah, well, he's got the right vibe. I don't know.
Well, yeah, no, because he was originally meant to play Tony Stark when Iron Man was going to. Yeah.
So I'm as clever as casting agents in the 90s.
Yeah. So you're the same brain that wanted Nicolas Cage to play Superman.
Yeah, I still
that would have been great. That would have been awesome. I don't know what you're talking about. That would have been a great film. Anyway, so we've got 10 episodes. So we're going to be like, what if the zombies invaded is episode 10?
Episode 9 and 10.
Or 9 and 10.
Episode 1 is what if Peggy Carter was Captain America and Captain America was Iron Man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I think there'll be two episodes.
One episode. Because we've seen a bit like some trailers there where it's just, Steve Rogers just climbs in an iron mech and he's like, I'm going to help you, Captain Carter.
Unless, what about this for theory?
Uh-huh.
That they do the MCU. So episode one is a what if Iron Man. Episode two is a what if Captain America. Episode three is a what if Thor. And they do phase one of the MCU, but as, you know what I mean?
Potentially, but again, I think we're going to get the Steve Rogers Iron Man
in the episode.
You reckon
we're going chronologically instead of...
Well, no, that's happening. They shared scene. We've seen that.
I know, but I mean the Peggy Carter episode...
Yeah, but it's going to be a Peggy Carter and Steve Rogers' Iron Man is going to be a side character. It's not two episodes.
No, I never said that was Dush's crazy theory.
I'm just saying. Well, I think all the episodes are going to be related, like as in connected, so they can be separate episodes and also be together.
Maybe.
I don't know if you've seen the 2012 film, 2011 film, The Avengers.
I know.
Where the characters from Iron Man, The Incredible Hulk, Thor, and Captain America, the First Avenger actually appeared on screen together.
That's crazy. Did that ever happen again?
yes.
Oh, okay.
Avengers Age of Ultron, which served as a sequel to both the first Avengers film and Iron Man 3.
That's impressive.
And Thor the Dark World and Captain America and the Winter Soldier.
Is that the most sequels that one movie has ever been a sequel to?
No, I reckon Infinity War probably wins.
Yeah, true.
Which is the third film in the Avengers series.
Oh, yeah.
I'm learning so much about movies today. It's really cool. No, well, yeah, but I think we're going to get... The episodes related to the characters will come out in the order of the movies related to characters.
How much money are you putting on?
$10.
$10? Okay, you lose because Guardians wasn't in phase one.
Yeah, well, there were more than five episodes, 10 episodes in phase one anyway, so we'll move it to phase two. Duh, brain.
Well, no, because if you want to do like that then you're going to power through all... What you said is nothing then anyway.
Shut up, I'm getting $10.
Episode one, Iron Man. Episode two. What if Peggy Carter was Captain America? Episode
well, that's already
three.
Not in order.
Yeah, you've also forgotten Hulk, but whatever.
You've forgotten Hulk and Iron Man 2 and Thor, which all come before Captain America.
Well, and then that's the order it'll go in.
And so when we get the team up of Avengers, which is going to be in the What If series, if it is connected, going to be the Guardians of the Galaxy protecting it, we're going to then get that after it comes out.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm looking forward to you buying me a sandwich.
Yeah. Jackson, how many movies do you think are in the MCU currently?
I don't know, dude. Like 30?
Right. Yeah, that's all right. So, okay, what other what ifs we're going to get? Because I think we're going to get a what if with Loki.
Yep.
So what if is going to be there?
Well, what if Loki got the hammer? That seems like the most obvious what if there. But we've not really seen that in the trailer, so I don't know.
No, well, we have, because he's running like a Asgard army, so that makes sense. What if Loki got the throne?
Oh, yeah. Mm,
yeah.
Okay. Like, in Thor, the first Thor, instead of, like, Odin going for his Odin sleep, what if Odin just carked it, and then and Loki's like, well, Thor's been banished, so I guess I have to step up, and he doesn't do all the... other conniving stuff. He just becomes ruler of Asgard.
And then if he does that, he's not there for Thanos to send into New York.
I reckon that'll be the Battle of New York, though. It'll be Asgards versus Guardians of the Galaxy.
Oh.
Asgards invading.
Yeah, could be. Could be. Invading. How do the zombies play into that, though, Dusha? Come on.
Yeah, how do the zombies play into the invasion of...
Yeah. Well, what causes a zombie outbreak in Marvel Zombies?
I don't remember. I wish I knew.
Ash from Evil Dead is there.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah.
A comic what do we think is going to be? Because it's hard to find.
It's one of them viruses, I think.
I think one of the what ifs will be because there's a Hulk and a Black Widow scene in the trailer where Hulk becomes Hulk and Black Widow seems really shocked about that. Mm-hmm. Do we think that's like a what if? Something to do with Civil War, maybe?
What if Hulk had kept... Ultron? What if Bruce Banner had kept being Hulk a secret?
And they just got him on the... That would be such a shock.
We got a scientist. He's real smart. What the fuck did he just...
Oh my God. He's a monster man. Well, I think in the trailer we also see Vision as Ultron, right? So maybe it's a what if Vision had... You know, Ultron had Vision's body or whatever... And that'll be our Civil War one. I don't know. It seems spooky.
You forget which movies everything happens in, and that's okay.
Sounds like it's not.
do you think like maybe...
From the way you said that, it sounds like it's not.
It's fine. I mean, when I think that... Mm. When I associate Ultron, a villain that I know appeared in one film, and I know that there's a movie called Age of Ultron.
Yeah.
Why would it be that one?
Yeah, it makes no sense. He'll appear in Civil War. So you've got, what if Peggy Carter had the super serum? What if T'Challa was Star-Lord?
Yeah.
What if...
The Guardians of the Galaxy fought in the Battle of New York.
So that might be a two-parter as well.
Mm. True.
Mm. You then got, what if Loki invaded...
Yeah, sure. What if Loki got the throne?
Yeah, what if Loki got the throne? What if...
Doctor Strange was taught wrong?
Yeah, Doctor Strange was taught wrong. Mm. What if Stark was saved by Killmonger? So what is that as a what if?
I don't know. I was wondering that. What does he get out of... Does he get Wakandan Iron Man suits or something?
Well... It's a really weird way to open the trailer, and I get why they did it in the sense of it ties into the first Iron Man.
Yeah. Mm.
But also, as a concept for what if, it is very confusing.
Yeah, because it's like, just what is the what if there?
What if Killmonger was there?
So what if he was saved by Killmonger? Okay. Then you've got what if Ultron got the Vision body?
Yeah, yeah.
So that's where, then we've got what if zombies?
Yep.
And that you reckon is a two-parter?
Easy.
And then we've got one more.
Well, yeah, it's a Killmonger one.
That was another one. So
We need one more.
We need one more.
Well, in the trailer, one thing that I saw, but it flashed by really quickly, was somebody was a head in a jar. What do we think that's about?
I don't know which character.
You, the Supreme Intelligence, maybe.
Oh.
But who's that?
Whom? Marvel, Captain Marvel, leader of the Kree.
Oh. Yeah, maybe there'll be a Captain Marvel one. What if Captain Marvel something something?
Yeah, what if Captain Marvel something?
Well,
something?
Captain Marvel is definitely in the series because four of the actors have announced that aren't coming back to voice their animated versions are Robert Downey Jr. I almost said Chris Evans. I almost said Steve Evans, which is not a name. Well, it is a name. That's the problem. we don't have Benedict Cumberbatch.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay.
And we also don't have Brie Larson.
Hmm. Well, maybe a Spider-Man what if as well? I think Spider-Man's in the trailer. Yeah.
Where do you think Spider-Man fits into your phase one and phase two theory? The first
at
10.
At the end, the phase two or phase three. What are you talking about?
Apparently, according to IMDb, you've also got so Thanos is appearing at some point. Because again, it's just kind of like you can work out like who's appearing where. So you've got like Howard Stark is back, and that's probably going to be in the same era as the sort of Peggy Carter.
Well, it will be because he's voiced by Dominic Cooper and not by John Slattery.
Yes. Ah. We've got like Ant-Man. So Michael Douglas is back as Ant-Man. Do you reckon he's playing young?
Yeah, maybe maybe there will be a World War II team, and it'll include...
Ant-Man was there for Vietnam.
Damn it. Shit.
Oh my God.
Michael Douglas ain't that old.
Yeah. Yeah.
Invaders team up.
Yeah.
To win the Vietnam War.
Watchmen again.
And then it's Watchmen again.
Oh my God. It could
what
be
if Watchmen again. Happened in the Marvel Cinematic Universe?
Damn.
Trying to think of what characters were around during the Vietnam era. That
what about Nick Fury?
Mm. Oh, that could be cool. I don't know what the what if would be, but it would be cool to get a young Nick Fury. Anything,
what if
really.
Nick Fury and Ant-Man were chill as fuck together?
Yeah, just hanging out.
Yeah.
We've also... Okay, so you know how we're in a constant state of chaos and fighting for our lives every single day on this godforsaken earth? Between work and everything else falling apart around me, I have not had it together enough to meal prep or plan dinner or honestly function like a normal human being most week nights. Cooking something good is hard, and I deserve a modicum of joy every now and again. That's why I've turned to Omaha Steaks. My freezer is full. That's sorted. It is genuinely the one part of my life running smoothly. Real steaks, burgers, seafood, chicken, sides, all shipped to my door. So even on the nights where everything else is on fire, dinner isn't one more thing to stress about. I made the burgers the other night. Didn't even have the energy to think. Just pulled them out, threw them on the grill, and they tasted like something from an actual steakhouse. Somehow, the one corner of my life that's together is the one I didn't even have to think about. If you've never tried them, the Burger Perfection Flight is the easiest way in. 20 premium steak burgers across 5 cuts. So try the Burger Perfection Flight at omahasteaks.com today. That's 20 premium steak burgers for just $79.99. Plus, get $35 off with promo code BEEF. That's right, BEEF. B-E-E-F. omahasteaks.com. Promo code BEEF for $35 off at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. Got,
Oh, fuck. The Thor one will be Jane Foster with the hat. Oh, no, because they're doing that in Love and Thunder.
Well, this is the thing, because you'd be like, oh, yeah, what if Jane Foster picked up Mjolnir? But then it's like, well, it's kind of happening in Love and Thunder.
It's also weird, because that's a famous what if storyline.
Well, yeah. Because they were like, that's actually pretty good. Let's do it. We've also got, what's his name? We've also got Jeff Goldblum returning as the Grandmaster.
Man-Thing cameo. Lock it in. Howard the Duck's in this too. Lock it in. He's in the trailer. Man-Thing and Howard the Duck are best friends. Man-Thing's going to be there.
Because I reckon the what if Killmonger saved Tony Stark is probably the B-plot of a different what if.
Oh.
Yeah.
What's the A-plot?
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to work out. Because I think, again, that just might be playing in the background of other things. Because if they are like, you know, is a unified, this is one universe we're looking at.
Yeah.
So, yeah, if T'Challa had chuffed off into space, then this might be that same universe where Killmonger is like, well, I want to go to get Wakanda. I'm not quite sure who would be leading that because Killmonger has his military suit on.
Yeah, I don't... Yeah, it's such a weird opening for the trailer. I still can't quite figure out what that would be. Is it like he saves Iron Man and then they team up to
rule Wakanda?
To what? Because Iron Man if he doesn't have his transformative Iron Man experience, he just remains like an arms dealer, right?
Well,
maybe Iron Man becomes a bad guy with Killmonger and they attack Wakanda.
Maybe. Well, I was trying to think, because this could be one where are they trying to make Killmonger good, or are they used to being like, no, 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 this is when Tony Stark didn't become good and he's still and remains a piece of shit. And like he's like, well, I need... Well, there's like... Yeah, this gets... Yeah, what if... okay, all right. Yeah,
what
so
if
Killmonger
Iron Man...
grabs Iron Man for his like designing that kind of stuff, but as opposed to like trapping him in a cave, he's just like... Look, help me get things. This is my birthright. I want that. He's like, all right. And so then they just take over Wakanda.
Killmonger gets Iron Man suit, you reckon?
Yeah. No, I think it'd be weird if that happened, because then it implies that Tony Stark, because he made the Iron Man suit out of necessity in the Ten Rings cave. But if he just makes one for Killmonger, it's like he was always going to make the Iron Man suit one way or another.
He was destined to be Iron Man.
Yeah, which is... But I could also see Marvel doing that. That's also very feasible.
Like the idea that he makes Killmonger an Iron Man suit and then he becomes War Machine.
Oh, that would be cool. That would be interesting.
Like, basically, it'd be kind of like a mech suit or the Black Panther suit with a lot more, like,
gadgets.
Arsenal.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
No, because again, you know, if you look at, like, Iron Man 2, it was old mate Justin Hammer giving Rhodes all the weapons. But this is kind of like, well, this is Stark doing that.
Oh, yeah, I forgot Justin Hammer made the War Machine suit.
Yeah. So it could be a thing where you've gotten, like, Tony Stark, a weapons developer, before he learns that weapons are bad.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's just kind of like, no, I'm still doing this, and you're going to pay me how much? I'm all right.
Maybe then they take over Wakanda, and then when T'Challa comes back from space, he's like, hey, give me Wakanda back.
You cooked it. Bang.
Hey, that's my house, you piece of shit. Everyone's going to have a potty mouth in this series.
Yeah. What if the Avengers said fuck?
Language.
Yeah, exactly.
Every moment, Steve Rogers is just like shakes his head a bit.
Everybody's cussing from here to Timbuktu.
Lost faith in Jesus. Yes.
So if there's going to be a season two.
Yeah. Mm.
Do we think the season two? I mean, I know this is like sort of future, but like, do we think season two will carry on from this, or will season two be another branching timeline? If they are doing this as one timeline with a lot
if
of
if they
changes.
Are doing this as one timeline, I think we'll have a second timeline kind of thing.
I would hope so.
Yeah.
I think what will probably happen is that season two will come out in a very similar time where all the time shit in the MCU is still very up in the air.
Yeah.
Season two of Loki would have also just come out. They'll do a second season of What If that's still enjoying timeline shenanigans before a movie inevitably shuts off the multiverse. Because once you open the multiverse, you got to fucking shut that down ASAP, otherwise you fuck all your shit.
Or
it makes a lot of money, people like it, and they're like, we'll keep it open.
I think you don't have to necessarily close it. They'll close it, but they won't lock it.
Okay.
Yeah, you don't have to necessarily
like,
close it off.
Oh, you missed the multiverse? Whoop, open the garage
door
again.
You need a reason why you can't go between the multiverses. Yeah. That's all you need. Because then you can be like, you need to reduce it to like a manageable number of multiverses.
Yeah. And then you'll have the multiverse has been a lockdown. It's fine. But what if we could have a look at the others?
Goodness,
and then you have the same thing.
It's something interesting that I keep thinking with Peggy Carter is that in like episode one or episode two of Loki, there's a Peggy Carter little cameo in the background or somebody who looks a lot like Peggy Carter being brought into the TVA. Do we think this is Marvel placing down some dominoes to knock over and bring Peggy Carter into the main MCU to become like the new Captain America? That would be weird given they just gave it to the Falcon, but maybe in the far future when he loses.
I think.
Well, again, this is that question where you're like, okay, so how much of these series are going to affect the bigger, wider
What If
MCU?
Will not affect any of the other Marvel series, but will be affected by other Marvel series. This is my... I think that What If, because especially because it's animated, they're not going to put all their eggs in the basket. It'll be like, if you've seen it, good. Mm. This ties into Loki, but none of the events of this series tie into anything else.
I don't think it's going to very exclusively tie into Loki either. I think it's going to be like, if you've seen Loki, you can make the assumption, these are the multiverses, but I don't think it's going to,
I reckon they're going to have their cake and eat it too by basically being like, hey, here is some stuff. So, for example, this is, say, Peggy Carter. She's Captain Carter. She's good. Blah, 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 blah. And then down the line sometime, like you're saying, Jack, what if, we'll get Peggy Carter back into the MCU? All they got to do is open up a time portal. And then they're just like, oh, yeah, I took the super soldier serum in my universe.
Yeah, true. That's it. That's all you need
that's
to
it.
Do. It's like the thing you were saying last time, Dusha. Like, we were all saying, like, one line. And
one line.
You can completely ignore a TV show.
Yeah.
When we meet Kang in Quantumania or Multiverse of Madness or Spider-Man, he's not going to be like, there's a guy of me who's at the end of time.
Loki stabbed.
He's just going to be like, I am Kang, you know?
I am Kang. I control the timeline.
And
there are many versions of me, you know?
Same monologue, I reckon. Exactly the same.
Yeah. But again, it's that kind of thing where it's just like, in one line, they're like, we need to defeat this Kang. He's like, and even then, it's just like, you could reintroduce, do the same thing in, say, in any of them to be like, oh, this is the villain is Kang. We need to take him down. He's a conqueror. And they get rid of him. And then another one pops up. They're like, what?
Wait a damn second.
Well, that's the thing. Like, yeah. they're clever because they introduced Kang, but they also didn't introduce Kang because they killed him.
Mm. Yeah.
So, like, no matter how he appears next, he's going to have to introduce himself regardless.
Mm.
So if you haven't seen Loki, you're going to get an introduction to him anyway. And if you have seen Loki, it still makes sense for you to be reintroduced to it. Marvel did it again.
For sure.
Yeah, well done. So, yeah, I think this might be a thing where they could try a bunch of stuff in like, an animated form. And then if they want to use that character... or that version of a character in the main universe, they can just be like, yes, I'm Spider-Man when my web shooters are organic.
Yeah, exactly.
Isn't that neat?
They've done in the past, they had all the Netflix series that then when they were of no use to them anymore, they just booted from canon. So if they release What If and everyone loathes it, they can just be like, anyway, lucky it wasn't real.
Well, yeah, that's going to happen regardless. I think they'll just use this as fan service. It'll just be fan service of the series.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Yes. Yes.
What do we think about the way it looks? Because I think it looks ugly.
I like how it looks. It's very comic booky, and I appreciate it.
I have no feelings about how it looks one way or the other. It looks... My brain doesn't register it as looking bad or good. It just looks.
That's fair. All ends of the spectrum. You know, that's nice. That's nice to hear.
Are you going to watch it, Jackson?
I mean, yeah, I probably have to for work.
You could probably just lie, read a plot synopsis.
Yeah. Look at Wikipedia.
Make assumptions. How cool was it when Killmonger was Iron Man's best friend?
Well, Jackson, right here, right now, you can let the audience know, because this is the only show you'd need to watch it for. And if in this show you declare you're not watching it, then I guess people can't be upset that you haven't watched it.
I wouldn't have to watch What If. Oh my god.
What if Jackson doesn't watch What If?
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah. Well, I like it. I'm excited. I like the What If series of old. So I think it's going to be a fun little romp.
Yeah, for sure.
Do we think the Watcher is going to remain Peeping Tom and just watch, or is he going to become the Interferer?
No, he'll absolutely be the Interferer, because the Watcher's favorite thing is to be like, no, I can't interfere, and then to immediately be like, I lied.
Look, guys, I don't interfere. Ever. I just watch it. I don't know. Galactus is coming down and he's gonna eat your planet. I don't interfere. I'm just here to watch. But like, if you have an ultimate nullifier,
yeah,
and here are some schematics about what it is and where it is. Maybe if you go, I don't interfere.
You didn't hear it from me.
What's his name? Utaku? No, not Utaku. What the
fuck? He's Weeaboo the Watcher. Yeah.
Uatu. He was dead for a bit too, and everyone was like, you can't have him in What If, because there's only one of him across all the multiverse, but he's back alive again.
Huh.
Also, even if Marvel said, hey, no, he's back, comic book fans were like, no, you can't do that. And Marvel would be like, we just did.
Yeah. No one is really going to hold, like, die on the hill that is Who Killed the Watcher. Bad series that it was bad and it wasn't very good. Everyone had secrets. The secrets weren't even good.
Who killed the Watcher?
Was it Winter Soldier or Nick Fury?
It was Nick Fury.
That's cool. Good on him.
Yeah, and then Winter Soldier becomes the new Watcher.
Oh.
That's or the man stupid. On the moon, or something
the
like that.
The man on the moon.
Yeah.
Hey, that's where they say Captain America is at the end of Falcon and Winter Soldier.
Well, I mean, if you're going to tie that into things, it could be a situation where he's actually just chatting to old man Steve Rogers.
Yeah.
So, like, Uatu is on the moon being like, hey, you stop being Captain America, and that was pretty neat. I'm going to show you a bunch of stuff that, like, what if this happened instead? What? Hey, you know the love of your life that is probably dead now?
Yeah,
it's sad. Anyway, what if she was
good
you?
And you were dog shit?
Yeah, let's anyway, there's that as a 30-minute entertaining romp.
They won't do that solely because they don't have Chris Evans back to voice him.
What if they just, like Captain America just nods?
He makes just little like agreeing noises, like
and they play like an old man, like a gruff,
and they like play in the background of the episode, and you know it's what Captain America thinks about the episode. I'm Captain Carter now.
You could just get an old man to do all the voices.
Doesn't even have to be Captain America. It's just to watch it talking to an old man
on the moon.
Listen here, old man, and then like Marvel fans are like, who? Who's the old man? And Marvel's like, man? I don't know what you mean. He's no one. He's an old man.
Well, sometimes Uatu talks to, I think it's like, Machine Man, Aaron something.
Oh yeah.
So he could be. You reckon he's gonna be talking to somebody?
And no,
I reckon. So we've got like
he's gonna be talking
Man.
To us, the audience.
Yeah, he's gonna be talking to me, Jackson Bailey. Yeah.
So I was gonna say. Well, no, because there's also like the werewolf, J. Jonah Jameson's son. He could be having a chat to.
That would
on
be
the
crazy,
moon?
But good. that.
It opens up with a giant, big baby head having a chat to a werewolf on the moon. Now, will that confuse anyone?
I think that Disney Plus needs to bring in a "Are you still watching?" screen immediately after that scene, because the answer for 90% of the audience will be no.
Okay. Yeah. What if he's talking to a mandroid?
Okay.
He's calling him Aaron, and but we all know that it is X51, I think is his
what
name.
What if he's
but
talking
I don't
to
know that, Simon.
An android?
We all know that, Jack.
What if he's talking to an android and he keeps calling him Human Torch? Yeah. And we're like,
did you know in the 616 universe you were responsible for killing Hitler?
You yes. burnt him alive. I do know that.
I was there.
Did you know that, movie watching public?
That's right. The first Human Torch, me, was not human at all, but an android. I also killed Hitler. Then was also where they did nuclear bomb testing. It put me into overdrive, which then resulted in my death.
Thanks
As
for
we're
watching.
All aware.
All of these things are still canon.
Do you think we're going to get anything that might hint to the future of the MCU, such as, like, maybe a glimmer of, say, Isaiah Bradley?
Mm.
So, like, say, for example, in the Ant-Man biz, when it's kind of, like, in that Vietnam era.
Oh,
and
yeah.
That kind of, like, stuff, you know, maybe.
Very, it could
Isaiah
very possibly
Bradley could
be.
Pop up somewhere along there.
Yeah.
That'd be sick. That also does mean that Marvel is doing a Vietnam episode, which... is pretty hectic for an animated television show.
But what if they did The Watchmen?
Yeah.
What if The Watchmen again? Something that's famously not hectic or intense.
Yeah, exactly.
It's interesting to think that you probably have a group of people now who are more intimately aware with the TV shows than the movies necessarily. Because the TV shows are all very accessible if you have Disney Plus. And are very easy to watch. And they're all fresh in everybody's mind. So you almost have like a
if
second...
If only their Disney Plus also had the
That's
movies
true.
That
but you know, what I guess what I mean is that they're being like... They're all fresh everybody's mind. Yeah.
Have you seen that Marvel button at the top of Disney Plus?
Yes.
Let me tell you. Do you know what happens when you click it? You know those movies that you said are really hard to find?
Yeah.
Hard to watch Marvel films?
Yeah.
Turns
out
they're right there.
Oh my God.
It is hard to... It's there, the Hulk isn't on there.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's one.
A Spider-Man on there?
I don't know.
Let's find out.
I haven't looked.
I guess what I was sort of meaning is, do we think that the... Because I could see what if... what am I trying to say? I could see the TV shows tying into each other the same way the movies tie into each other. So, like, way more explicitly than the movies do. Do you know what I mean?
No, I see what you mean. And I think, like, initially I was thinking that there was just going to be, like, an anthology series of, like, hey, in this universe, what if this happened? In this universe, what if this happened? And then JD was like, hey, but I think it's going to be more directly related to Kang, and we're going to have a bit more of a theme towards each one. And I think maybe you're probably right on the money here, Jack, where it is going to be more of a, well, no, we're just looking at one particular timeline.
Yeah.
And this is that timeline, and it's kind of like is it JLA the nail or whatever?
Yeah,
like,
exactly.
What if that one car had hit a nail?
Yeah,
and then it's got all those kick on effects.
All of a sudden, Superman's kind of Amish or whatever. God, what a comic book!
Yeah, that's sick.
Is that the one where Superman is buried under like in a room and he's all gross?
No, that's Flashpoint. Where everything goes really bad, and they're like, "What are we gonna do?" And they're in like the heartland of America. And then somebody from off-panel is like, maybe I can help. And then it pans around to this huge Amish Superman, and it's like, whoa! And that's how it ends. It's stupid.
Okay. But yeah, so similar to like the nail, where it's that one thing has a kick-on effect. And I think it would be interesting to have like the Marvel Cinematic Universe of that one kick-on effect of like, if Peggy Carter had become Captain America.
Yeah.
But then how does that lead to Yondu being like, I'm going to take the wrong boy?
Well,
it does leave us with the wrong boy conundrum.
I have talked myself out of this.
Yeah. Peggy Carter.
Guardians of the Galaxy also fighting the Battle of New York.
No, you just gotta go, what, so Peggy Carter becomes Captain America.
So then Steve Rogers doesn't get frozen in time.
Potentially that somehow, because Peggy is S.H.I.E.L.D. rather than a random person, that maybe changes the S.H.I.E.L.D. Hydra thing.
Yeah.
Maybe.
And because maybe. Of that... Well, what's the furthest-
Ego comes to Earth in the 80s.
Fucks the wrong mum.
Fucks the wrong mum.
Well, because- maybe, hang on, we can do this. So Peggy Carter is S.H.I.E.L.D. S.H.I.E.L.D. figure out Hydra earlier. They also then are on the money for collecting people with powers earlier. They find out about Star-Lord.
The flower?
Whom?
the Wakandian flower that makes people superheroes?
Yeah, what, I was imagining they find whatever Star-Lord's name is, and they take him to S.H.I.E.L.D. so that when Yondu arrives, there's no Star-Lord there.
Hey, Jackson,
he's got to be like, hey, I need to get a boy for Ego. I'll take that boy instead. He seems to make, because he's already supped on the power flower, which would make him have powers. Ego was purple. The flower is purple. Yondu is like, maybe it's the same guy.
Yeah.
And then takes... T'Challa instead.
So Jackson, I just want to quickly backtrack. Why have S.H.I.E.L.D. taken Peter Quill, a little boy who's got a dying mum?
Because he's half Titan or whatever, half a kid.
He's half an ego.
Except what if it's somehow because of Peggy Carter in the '90s, instead of Killmonger being kicked out of Wakanda, T'Challa is, leaving Killmonger's family line in charge. T'Challa becomes friend with baby Star-Lord, Peter Quill, and then Yondu just gets confused when he lands. He takes the wrong boy to space, figured that out, then...
Okay. But I think T'Challa might actually have some of the powers of the Black Panther, because that may be why he can hold the stone and not die.
True. Very true. Yeah.
And so, no, but the '90s made me think of Captain Marvel.
Okay.
Because if S.H.I.E.L.D. is Peggy Carter, which means she would age slower.
Yes.
So she might be around more.
And then it's 2012 and there's zombies.
Yeah. Because S.H.I.E.L.D.'s around, Doctor Strange gets taught wrong for some reason.
Is the Ancient One going to have picked someone else?
Maybe, yeah.
Well, if S.H.I.E.L.D. is around, you're right, because S.H.I.E.L.D. are looking for more superpowered beings. Maybe, so they pick up Captain Marvel pretty quick.
Okay. Come on, Sam, bring it home.
And then...
I don't know how this ties into Douche's question, but...
What was the question, JD?
I forgot.
Damn it, that was the name, because I was like, it's gone. Beautiful, gone. Ancient One.
That wasn't a question. Yep. That's why I confused
you. Yeah. So Ancient One.
Oh, wait, it was a question. Do you think Ancient One trained someone else?
Yeah. Well, yeah. But also, this is a point where maybe because they're looking for superpower beings, they just grab the Ancient One and be like, yo, Ancient One, join new S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
Or S.H.I.E.L.D. I am Peggy Carter. And then, Stephen Strange, so many Stephens. Stephen Strange is like, my hands are wrong. I'm going to go knock on a door. No one answers.
Yeah.
But he's like, Dormammu. Or maybe, old mate.
Mordu? Mordor?
Caligula?
Isn't it Mordor?
No, he's the future villain.
I know who you
played
mean.
Played by Hannibal.
Yeah.
Calacus.
Kikalekala.
Who are you?
Yuck.
Oh, the Mass Mikkelsen guy.
Yuck. Come on.
Start with a K.
What movie is he in?
Doctor Strange.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
He's the villain.
He's got bad eyes because of magic, Dusha.
He turns into a mindless one. Come on.
Yeah, I forgot about that part.
Yeah. So, maybe instead he goes looking for the Ancient One, and then Mads Mikkelsen is like, well, crazy.
Well, if... Hang on. Yeah? So, Peggy Carter remains in S.H.I.E.L.D., okay? And no, never mind.
Okay.
Because I was thinking, all of the Avengers are taking... Uh-huh. They're not... Because of different changes in this what-if timeline, they're not here, so they have to get a new Avengers, and one of the
new Guardians
Avengers
of the Galaxy.
Is, and the Ancient One, maybe, is what I was thinking.
That is a crazy combination of people.
Yeah.
Well...
Man, it could work.
What but if, what, dude, if?
What if? But what if? Right. And the zombies come into this reality because Doctor Strange, who was taught wrong, is opening up that portal.
Yes.
And that's how we get that. And maybe a good Doctor Strange come in and kill bad Doctor Strange, and then he's like, "Damn, I gotta do something with all this multiverse
this
of madness."
Damn.
Yeah, and then gives a cheeky wink to the camera. Yeah.
See you at the movies. Yeah. That's what he'll say. That'll be the last line.
Yes.
And then there's zombies.
Yeah.
See you.
But
the
he'll
movies.
Sort it out. So it's like, yeah. But then he kills the he's, and then in madness of
multiverse of madness.
Yeah. So in that one, then he'll come in and he'll be all sweaty and being like, "Boy, you will not believe what I had to deal with." Anyway, Peter Parker, here's a magic suit.
Boy, I was just animated. He does a throw up because it hurts, and then he gets Spider-Man a magic suit.
Let's fire up the bingo card, the BS Boys bingo card.
Yep.
So, as Jackson said at the start of the episode, in the middle, will four be in season two of Loki?
Yeah, not a prediction, a question.
Okay. Will four be in season two of Loki? That's a hard one to cross off, but that's bang in the middle.
Okay,
I think. An obvious one to put on there, and one that I think that we're all on the money with, is the what if episodes are connected.
Yep.
So what if episodes are connected, but what if, and another one being what if they're really connected?
Yeah.
It's all the same timeline.
It'll end with zombies. That's something we all seem pretty confident with as well.
Two part zombie ender.
Mm-hmm. 2-part zombie ender, baby. I reckon we're going to get a good Doctor Strange.
Yep.
And a bad Doctor Strange.
The good Doctor / the bad Doctor.
Mm-hmm.
I think another safe bet is that this will be a standalone series and not tie into, not directly impact the events of anything in the MCU, nor will it be impacted by the events of the MCU.
I think it could feasibly, explicitly tie into Loki, thinking about
it. Okay, we'll have that on the same line so that we can't get that particular row.
The BS Boys
doesn't
can't
connect,
lose.
Does connect.
You can never cross it off. It's impossible to. You can't touch it because it's both. Do we think Kang will be in this at all?
I reckon we are going to get either a mention to Kang or like a little montage.
What about a cameo?
Cameo.
Put it on there.
I reckon we're going to, and then as a little bonus, maybe just like off the bingo card, but I reckon we're going to get some cameos in some other, or like basically every single other MCU.
Did you say off the bingo card?
Yeah. Like, what's Sam introducing now? You could have an off the bingo card.
Off the bingo. It's like he's next to the bingo card, like a little extra box that's got the main bingo card. Like an extra one, which makes the line harder. Okay. So you choose where you want to put it.
I think just write it on the back of the sheet.
Yeah, yeah. Flip your sheet around. Write it there with the text.
No, next to
cameo. Cameo.
A lot of cameos
on
the MCU from here on out.
All right.
I think that one thing, and this is going to be, I guess this is pretty bold considering what we just said about the Multiverse of Madness, but I think that actually, you know what? I'm going to flip on what I was about to say. I was about to say, the actors that aren't involved in this film are going to be in this series are going to have small characters. So like Tony Stark, Steve Rogers, Captain Marvel, and Doctor Strange won't have huge roles. But I've changed my mind, and I think they will have huge roles, and they're doing it so they don't have to pay the actors that much.
Yeah, oh yeah, absolutely, yeah, 100%, yeah.
Okay.
So, big roles to recast characters.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Captain Marvel. Doctor Strange, because I'm pretty sure a whole episode is about that, so yes.
Yeah, we'd have to be a pretty big role.
Tony Stark, and we see him in the trailer, so I guess yes. And was it Steve Rogers?
Yes.
Yeah, Steve Rogers. Again, yes.
I think they'll have
I agree.
They've also recast the Collector.
Yeah.
Oh, why did they recast him?
I don't know. I wasn't in the meeting. Presumably,
Benicio del Toro
was like, give me too much money. And the MCU were like, yeah, probably not.
Yeah, not.
And he was like, yeah, shit.
Do you reckon that's going to be in regards to, like, we're only going to see the Collector in the Star-Lord or T'Challa as Star-Lord, or is he going to be a different?
Well, isn't the Collector involved in the, like, Star-Lord situation? Isn't Star-Lord meant to be taken to the Collector?
Yeah, I think so.
And that's where we'll see Howard the Duck, too, yeah.
Give the Collector a gem for some reason.
I don't remember.
Oh, yeah, and Asgard's invading.
Yeah, that's Asgard's invading. Put that on the BS bingo card.
Yeah.
Man-Thing, put that on there too.
Man-Thing.
Man-Thing's a lock.
But will you be upset, Jackson, if Man-Thing's in this and therefore condemned from mainline MCU? Yeah.
I don't want Man-Thing in this because it means that the likelihood of a solo Man-Thing movie is off the books. But
it'd be so funny if they just tell an entire Man-Thing storyline in What If in a disgusting animation style for you.
Yeah.
That you won't watch.
That you won't want to watch.
Yeah.
And it means that you'll never get him in a movie.
Absolutely.
Jackson won't watch this series?
Yeah,
Jackson won't watch this series. Yeah. And then another one.
Jackson will watch this series. Yeah. Same line.
Jackson lies to us about watching it, but has just read the Wikipedia summary.
Yeah.
And a final one, maybe also you can just write this on the back. Jackson figures out how to use Disney Plus.
Do we have the Watcher interferes?
Yeah,
the Watcher
interferes.
And the Watcher is talking to
an old man.
Are we thinking an old man?
The Watcher is talking to an unrelated old man. Yeah,
I think the Watcher is going to break the fourth wall, and I think that the Watcher will be talking to us, the audience, directly.
Yeah,
okay,
for sure.
Okay, I think it's going to sound like that, but then it's going to be revealed that he's talking to old man Steve Rogers.
What if he's talking to old man Wolverine? And that's the final shot of the whole series.
That would be fucked and make no sense.
Do you think this is a way for them to introduce, like, say, certain properties like the Fantastic Four?
Will
they shoot their wad, probably prematurely, on putting in the Fantastic Four or the X-Men in this series? Because I don't think they will. However, I do think they might do some sneaky cameos. Mm. Some cameos, if you will, of certain X-Men or Fantastic Four paraphernalia, i.e. in the zombie one or something like that. Like what they've used in one of the zombie books is one of them has a gun that is basically just Cyclops' head and it fires lasers.
That would be
so
cool.
So, like, I think you're going to have something like that in regards, like, it'll be not as obvious,
but
like a sneaky thing. They'll be like, is that a Wolverine claw? Might be, or it might be just a big skewer.
I like that anyone can have a cameo. That's good. You don't have to be Kang to have a cameo.
Because that cameo, that might be Kang. We don't know.
That's a good point.
Wolverine is Kang.
He could be. That's the beauty of Kang. He lives so many time lives. It's infinite.
Everyone's Kang.
There's a possibility where there's a universe out there that Kang is Wolverine.
I think one thing that we can take away from this, and one thing that doesn't even need to be on the bingo card because it's so obvious, is that What If is a series where fucked things will happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
And but I not think... that fucked because they're releasing it. It won't get as crazy as the comics get.
No.
Yeah, but I'm looking forward to it. And on that note, I've been Joel.
I've been Jackson.
And I've been Joel. And this has been another episode of Baseless Speculation. And we, who are we, you ask? Well, we are, in fact, the BS Boys.
Thanks for listening to Baseless Speculation. Remember to rate and review us on iTunes, and if you want us to hear about your baseless speculations, just email us in at baselessspeculation@gmail.com, and to continue the conversation, head on over to our Sanspants Discord or Facebook group. Links to those are in the show notes.